So, why another screenwriting book? Because the others I've seen don't say it like it is, and don't give the reader the tools to attain success in the field. And on top of that, they often serve the writer of the book more than the reader. I personally don't want a career teaching screenplay writing courses. I just want to pass along what I know. And besides all that, I'm at the point when I'm ready to give it away. I've had a lot of amazing breaks. I've learned from the masters, and now it's time for me to tell you. I also undertook the writing of this book because of the lack of common sense I see in many of the movies that get made today. For all the knowledge out there, many in Hollywood forget the basics and ignore what works, thinking that just because they have studio offices and big expense accounts, they don't need to follow the rules anymore. And frankly, this drives me up a tree. As I'm writing this book, there is one phenomenon in particular that really bothers me, and yet, from a business point of view, it's pretty smart. It's the make sure it opens or else trend. This is where you spend a lot of money on the movie, hype the bejesus out of it, open wide at 3,000-plus theaters, and have a huge first weekend to recoup your cost. And who cares if your movie drops 70% or 80% in its second weekend because of bad word of mouth? What bugs me about this trend is that for all the money they're spending on star salaries, special effects, advertising and marketing, and don't forget all those prints, it would be better spent, and the movies would be better too, if the filmmakers just paid $4 for some paper and pencils and followed the rules of how to write a good movie.